This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the things that happens in a crisis is that the underlying flaws in whatever system is having the crisis become real, real clear. And this coronavirus economy is no exception. Black and Latino workers, who even in good times are at a disadvantage, are being hit by this crisis harder than most. To be clear, they are dying disproportionately. Experts say there are a lot of reasons for that. More pre-existing conditions in that population and existing biases in the healthcare system to begin with. But also, a lot of the frontline workers who have to show up in person every day are disproportionately Black and Latino. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has more on that.
Right now, people are being directed to shelter in place. But Dr. Stephen B. Thomas, director of the Maryland Center for Health Equity, says when he goes out to the grocery store,
who do I see out there working? Black and brown people. If they stay home, they don't eat.
Historically, African Americans are in lower paying jobs and have higher unemployment rates. Trevon Logan is an economics professor at Ohio State University.
If you're someone who is employed, you really do want to show up for work because you're likely to have those in your household who are now unemployed.
At the center of the pandemic in New York City, frontline jobs like public transportation, postal services, and healthcare have mostly Black and Latino workers. Dr. Martha Dawson is the president of the National Black Nurses Association. She says she keeps hearing from nurses who have accidentally infected family members.
We have to get the equipment to the staff on the front line, and not just the nurses, but the environmental service workers, the food employees.
And it's also essential to get protection for people working outside hospitals. Again, Professor Logan.
Those working in grocery stores and food delivery and other interpersonal interactive occupations need personal protective equipment.
He says communities at risk will need more help than the one-time $1,200 stimulus check the government has announced. Better health insurance, paid sick leave, and hazard pay. Experts say it's time to bring race into this conversation. Understand that even with prevention measures, race plays a role. Take something as simple, Dr. Thomas says, as telling people to cover their faces in public.
The first thing I thought of was Trayvon Martin. And all he had on was a hoodie. It's coming back to bite us now. But if we embrace it, we acknowledge it, we can manage to truly be all in this together.
He says COVID-19 is not the great equalizer, but it could finally get us to address inequality. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.